जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सप्तभैश्चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद्भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की गंधराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंद
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी పాశ్చాత్యదేశ తారని వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. సో వెల్కమ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఇన్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. అండ్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో అండ్ చాప్టర్ 1 ఈ శ్లోక్ క్రమాంక్ 3. The first we read the shlokas, chant the shlokas.
Nigam galpataro galitam phalam sukha mukhad amrita dravya samvitam pivata bhagavatam rasmalayam muhuro rasika bhuvi bhavuka నిగం కల్పతరో గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాద అమృత ద్రవ్య సంయుతం పివత భాగవతం రస్మాలయం ముహుర్హో రసికా భువి భావికా. నిగం కల్పతరో గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాద అమృత ద్రవ్య సంయుతం పివత్ భాగవతం రస్మాలయం ముహురో రసికా భువి భావుకా. నిగం కల్పతరో గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాద్ అమృత ద్రవ్య సంవితం పివత్ భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహుర్హో రసికా భువి భావుకా. పితు భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహుర్హో రసికా భూ భావుకా. నిగం కల్పతరో గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాద్ అమృత ద్రవ్య సంయుతం పివత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురో రసికా భువి భావుకా. మతజిస్ నిగంతరో గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాద్ అమృత ద్రవ్య సంయుతం పివత్ భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహుర్హో రసికా భువి భావికా.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పల్ బై హి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్. O expert and thoughtful man, release Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literature. It emanates from the lips of Sri Sukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit had become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already releasable for all,
including liberated soul. The second part. The sum total of this rasas is called affection and love. Primarily, such signs of love are manifested in adoration, service, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. And when these five are absent, love is present indirectly in anger, wonder, comedy, chivalry, fear, shock, and so on. For example, when a man is in love with a woman, the rasa is called conjugal love. But when such love affair are disturbed, there may be the wonder, anger, shock, and even horror. Sometimes love affair between two persons culminate in the ghastly murder scene. Such rasas are displayed between the man and between the animal and animal. This is no possibility of the exchange or rasa between the man and the animal or between the man and any other species of living being. Within the material world, the rasas are exchanged between the member of the same species, but as far as the spirit soul are concerned, they are one qualitatively with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the rasas were originally exchanged between the spiritual living being and the spiritual whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual exchange or rasas is fully exhibited in the conjugal, in the spiritual existence between the living being and the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore described in the Suti Mantra, Vedic hymns, as the fountainhead of the all rasas. When one associates with the Supreme Lord and exchanges one's constitutional rasa with the Lord, then the living being is actually happy. This Shruti Mantra indicates that every living being has its constitutional position, which is endowed with a particular type of rasa in the exchange with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the liberated condition only, this primary rasa is experienced in full. In the material existence, the rasa is experienced in the perverted form, which is temporary. And thus, the rasa of the material world are exhibited in this material form of rudra, anger, and so on. Therefore, one who attained full knowledge of these different rasas, which are the basic principle of the activity, can understand the false representation of the original rasa, which are reflected in the material world. The learned scholars seek to release the real rasa in the spiritual form. In the beginning, he desired to become one with the Supreme. Thus, less intelligent transcendentalists cannot go beyond this conception of becoming one with the spirit whole without knowing the different rasa. Hare Krishna. This is the beautiful verse, or beautifully spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. Nigam galpataro galitam phalam. And in this slokas, we have given some part. So, I am trying to fulfill that part. So, I will begin from the second verse. Dharma projita kaitavah. So, Sukadeva Goswami begin the verse, second verse, dharma projita. And Prabhupada, in Prabhupada, says, the dharma means the real characteristic of the living being. Because the connection between the second sloka and third sloka is there. The dharma, the Prabhupada says, is something like dharma is water. So dharma is water, is liquid form. The water cannot be become solid. Artificial way, we can may put water in refrigerator and some modify the some temperature and make the water solid form. But as soon as we, that ice cube or ice, we can remove from the fridge, refrigerator, that natural condition become water, a liquid form. That is the dharma of water. That is the characteristic, the constitutional position of the water. The Prabhupada gave another example, the stone. The characteristic of the stone is dharma is solid. The stone cannot become the liquid, something else. The, his dharma is like solid. The other example, another example of Sri Prabhupada is sugar. The sugar's characteristic is sweetness. So we cannot remove the sweetness from the sugar. We cannot remove the solidity from the stone. We cannot remove the liquidity from the water. That is their dharmas, their constitutional position. Therefore, Prabhupada said, many times dharma, other thing may say, we say that the faith can be changed. Today, my faith is something upon someone and upon something. Tomorrow, my faith will be changed. My faith can be changed. But this dharma, the constitutional position of the living entity, cannot change. That remains same. Therefore, in Sanskrit language, in the Vedic literature, dharma means the characteristic which cannot be changed. Prabhupada says, in the Sanskrit language, that the characteristic, the constitutional position of the living entity cannot be changed. The characteristic of the living being, the characteristic is that every one of us is serving somebody else or the superior. We are serving somebody else, maybe our superiors. That is the dharma. The serving, the living it is a living characteristic of the living entity is the service. The service cannot be removed from the living entities. Therefore, Prabhupada said nobody can say that I am not serving. One lecture Sri Prabhupada said in the classroom, nobody can say in the classroom that I am not serving. Prabhupada said, everybody is serving somebody else. Somebody superior. He is the serving. If somebody raise hand and say, I am not serving, the Sri Prabhupada said, that means that person is serving his senses. The serving and service is not avoidable. You can't avoid it. If you're not serving somebody else, you are not serving someone, then you will serve your senses, our senses. We will serve our senses. That is the nature of the living being, the service. Therefore, in this material world, the Prabhupada says, we can see that people are just working and risking their life. Risking their life for the job. Earning. Get some money. For what? Prabhupada said, because that sense enjoyment is there. The risking their life for the sense enjoyment. Therefore, nobody can say that I am not serving. And Sri Prabhupada says, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupoya Krishnera Nitya Das. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Jivera Swarupoya, the constitutional position of the living entity is Krishnera Nitya Das, the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means we should be serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. If we are not serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, God, then we will serve dog. That is the Prabhupada word. The Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, clearly mentioning here, ki Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das. That is constitutional position of the living entity. That means that we living entities, our real characteristic is to serve God. The constitutional is the service. Either two things happen. If we are serving God and someone says, I am not going to serve the God, that means his second option is he is going to serve himself, his senses. That is there. That cannot avoid. For example, Sri Prabhupada said the example is just like the family. In the family, with the husband, the wife, sometime wife is leader, wife takes the role of heading, and sometimes husband takes the role of heading the family, leading the family. Sri Prabhupada is mentioning that family, if husband is leading in the family, leading the role, that means husband is the servant of wife and children and dogs and other family members. Same way, Srila Prabhupada is saying, either way, if wife is leading, the wife is the servant of the husband, the family member, children, dogs and others. The service is there. And Prabhupada says, in this way, actually, if we see, we can find out, actually the person try to serve his senses through the family member. Because he is the leading the role in the family member, so can the family member serve me better. So in this way, if I have not sufficient, Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, this is beautiful line given by Srila Prabhupada. So instead of serving God, if I serve a dog, that is called cheating religion. Kaitava. Dharma projita kaitava. Dharma is characteristic of the living entities. Sri Chaitanya Mahapurush says, Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya, the serving to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I am not serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will serve a dog. And that is called cheating religion. That is not real religion. Real dharma. Real dharma is service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Disconnect. And here Prabhupada says, if I have not sufficient engagement, that include everyone, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, everyone. If I have not sufficient engagement, means as servant of the God, then I keep a dog for the serving. Therefore, this is the simple word put by Srila Prabhupada, but meaning is very, very great. Therefore, we are practicing the sadhana bhakti, the sadhakas. This is our duties. That the sadhakas, our duty is to engage ourselves. His Holiness Radhanatha Swami Maharaj always says, engage ourselves in 24 hours. To put ourselves in the service, always find out. If you are free time, find out where can I can serve properly.
So don't remain just without serving. Engagement, therefore, find out our service and engage there. Don't remain just sitting quiet. This is the Prabhupada's statement, Prabhupada's word. Therefore, the real service enunciated here as the essence of the Vedic knowledge. What? Nigam kalpataro galitam phulam. Nigam kalpataro galitam phulam. Nigam, the Vedic literature. Desire. Kalpataro, desire tree. The Vedic trees, the Vedic knowledge is like desire tree. You can find Vedas, so much, whatever required for the human being, everything is given in the Vedas. Everything is given in the Vedas. Every knowledge, whatever knowledge is we require for in the human life, in the human for human being, everything, every knowledge is given in that Vedas. Medicine is there, architecture is there, martial art is there. Vaimanik Shastra, Prabhupada said, Kapot Vahan. Kapot, flying like pigeon. The machine is flying like pigeon. That knowledge is there. The everything is there, that is called desire tree. Nigam Galp Taro Galitam. That Vedas is like desire tree. Therefore, Prabhupada said, if you go to ordinary mango tree and ask, you desire a mango, the mango tree will give mango only. That tree will not give samosa, not will give the pizza, not will give anything. That tree only give mangoes. And that also in that mango season. Not other time. Not any other season. The mango tree give mango in the mango season. That comes in the summer season. Now the summer season is coming. And everyone will like mangoes. And mango juice, especially is mango juice, because we are discussing rasas. The mango rasa is there. Everyone likes mango juice. Nigam kalpataro. That means Vedas desire tree, and we can desire anything from the Vedas. Every knowledge is there. Therefore, you can find the different, just like I said, Kapot Vahan. So we can see in the Vedas, Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni's house was floating in the sky. Man ki gati se unka jo mahal tha, wo chalta tha. So that is there, everything is there in the Vedas. The Vedic literature is like desire tree, and Srimad Bhagavatam is like ripened fruit. Just like I said, the mango season is coming, and fruit. Mango fruit is very delicious, very, very, very tasty. And when the mango fruit is become so juicy, it's the more tasty. And here it says, Vedic literature is like desire tree, and Srimad Bhagavatam is like mango fruit of that desire tree. And we can find Sukha Mukhad, and that also coming from the mouth of Sukhdev Goswami. Sukha Mukhad Amrit. That rasa, Srimad Bhagavatam, is coming from the Sukhdev Goswami, mouth of Sukhdev Goswami, become more tasty. Then we can find something like I'm mostly myself is coming from village background, so I can understand. I release that Sukha Mukhad. When I was small and going home in the our village and with group of friends, and when we passing through the mango trees, mango bagicha, mango forest. Every child just run to the different mango trees. What the purpose? Purpose was only to find out the falling down mango that is bitten, cut by the pirate. They cut by the pirate, the local bhasa, in the village bhasa, children said, katoli. That cut by the pirate, are everyone just searching that cutting mangoes. Because every children in that village, that time, 40 years ago, that time every children in village that knows ki that cut by the pirate may be little unripened, but taste is so sweetness, become more tasty. And everyone run and find out where is cut mango. And sometime big boy just bribe the small boy, hey, take this nice big mango. And the small boy doesn't understand. Oh, you want this one? Take this. In this way, the one who knows, they know the touch by the pirate to make more sweeter. Exactly Prabhupada, the purport says here, Sukha Mukhad Amrit Dravya Samvitam. That Srimad Bhagavatam is coming from the mouth of Sukhdev Goswami. That Bhagavatam is already nectarian. That is already Amrit. But touched by the pirate like Sukhdev Goswami, coming from the mouth of the Sukhdev Goswami, it becomes more releasable, more tasty. You can drink that Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of the rasas. Therefore, the connection is here. Ki in this way, our constitutional position, in the purport says, the constitutional position of the Shruti Mantra indicates that every living being has the constitutional position which is endowed with the particular type of the rasas. Therefore, the connection is dharma. Dharma is the constitutional position of the living entity that cannot be the change, that cannot change. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, there is five different type of rasas. That living entity, that relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and living entity, the servitorship, the service, cannot be destroyed by anything. That remain. But that can be forgotten. The relationship can be forgotten because we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. As we are the servant of the Supreme Personality Godhead. That is forgotten, and we are trying to become the master of this material world. That is the cheating dharma. This is not real dharma. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityaja. Dharmasya glani. That is glani. When we forget our constitutional position as the servant and doing something else, not doing service the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, dharmasya glani. Prabhupada says, that is the dharma ki glani ho gai hai. Therefore, Krishna said, therefore Shastra said, in dharmasya glani, Krishna takes different avataras to establish that dharma. The constitutional position, we are the different kinds of rasas. In that way, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in five ways, in the Santa Rasa, in the Dasya Rasa, and in the Vasalya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vasalya Rasa, and Madhurya Rasa. They can find the Santa Rasa is something like we can know the greatness of the Supreme Personality of God, says merciful nature of the Supreme Personality of God, kindness of the Supreme Personality of God, omnipotent nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is there. And second is Dasyarasa. The Dasyarasa, in Dasyarasa, aware and reverence is there. But one thing is added. This is there, but one thing is added, that is the service. The Dasyarasa service is added, and everything is there. And then, Sakhyarasa. In Sakhyarasa, Santarasa is there, Dasyarasa is there, but formality is broken. Second, Dasyarasa is the formality. I am the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Sakhyarasa, if the formality is the broken. And if we can find in the Krishna 10th canto in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and Balram and Gwalbal, when they are going to the cowherd, grazing the cows in the Vrindavan forest, the Krishna, Balram and cowherd boy fighting each other. Fighting in the sense, they are playing with each other, and there is always, always Krishna lose. Mostly Krishna always lose. In fighting, Krishna lose. And then that party, losing party, have to carry winner party on their back and a certain distance, chalo bhai abhi sawari kala ke lao, ghuma ke lao, chaupati tak ghuma ke lana hai, kahan par, kandhe ke upar bitha ke, you can put on back and just go and kilometer and come back, that is the price you have to pay. Every time, mostly time Krishna loses. Therefore you can see that the formality is broken here. But fourth is Vatsalya Rasa. In Vatsalya Rasa, that is there, but one thing more is added. The nurturing part and protecting part is added. The protection and nurturing was more added here. In Vatsalya. We can see in the Krishna Bhogya, the 10th canto, when the Putna came, Trinavart came. That time, Mother Yashoda, after Putna was killed and after Trinavart was killed, Mother Yashoda called the pure Brahmanas, called them and make them chant the holy name of the Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, Yashoda Mai was so carefully calling the Brahmanas and making to protect Krishna, the chanting different kind of mantra, doing yajna for the protection of the Krishna. And then feeding Krishna every time, every day, different sweets, butter, so Krishna should remain healthy. The nurturing and protecting part was there in the Vatsalya. And there is above Madhurya. The Madhurya Rasa. In Madhurya Rasa, the care factor is there. Care is there, and care and everything surrender to the supreme, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Everything, body, mind, everything is surrender. That is called Atma Nivedanam. That is the gopis. The gopis caring Krishna, caring part was there, and gopis surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Everything, Atma Nivedanam. Therefore, beautifully, Gopi says, कि तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम कभी भी पीड़ितम कलमसापहम. द ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग संग बाय द गोपीज. द नेक्टर ऑफ द योर वर्ड्स एंड द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द योर एक्टिविटीज आर द लाइफ एंड सोल ऑफ दिस दोज सफरिंग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. द कृष्ण कथा इज लाइफ एंड सोल फॉर the conditioned soul. Therefore, I gave the example few months back. I repeating the same example. Just like you purchase the motor, nowadays I don't know exactly. You purchase the motor, if you want to pull the water from the well, you put the pipe and connect with the pipe in the well in the well water, put the electricity. If you want the switch on the electricity, the water will not come. Electricity is there, water is there, everything is there. New motor is there, so everything is there, but water will not come. Then what to do? Then you have to put extra water from that pipe. Motors. Connected to the motor, you put water from the motor pipe, that water goes connect with the well water, and when the pipe is filled with water, you just switch on, and then immediately water start coming. This is the system in the village, in the pumping. Now the different pipe machine is there. There is no need to put the water. But I saw in the 30, 40 years back, the water, you connect, filled with water, connect. Therefore, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhu Na Sravan Adi Suddha Chitte Karaye Uday. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhu Na Sravan Adi. The dharma, the characteristic of the living entities, the servitorship, the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. Already there. But that is the forgotten. That is the forgotten state. Then what to do? How to revive the forgotten state of the conditioned soul? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhyakena Sravan Adi Suddha Chitte Karaye Uday. Therefore, we have to pour water from our ear. The water coming from the Sukhdev Goswami's mouth, we have to pour that Srimad Bhagavatam in the form Amrit in our ear, connected. So this is our body is like the machine, yantra. The yantra, to put the water, to put the nectar from that ear, and that goes to heart, connect conditioned soul, and revive, make him wake up, awaken their consciousness, original consciousness as the service, the Supreme Personality, the servant of the Krishna. And as soon as we put nectar from the ear, and that consciousness awaken, and we understand that, that is the forgotten. Actually, our position is servant of the Krishna, the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then slowly, by again and again hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, he revive our consciousness and engage slowly, slowly, slowly in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the connection. Therefore, Gopi is saying, Tava katha mritam tapta jivan. Your glories are so powerful. What? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore, we can say ki when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Krishna, going after Krishna departing from this world, ending his leela, his pastime, and going to his abode, Golok Vrindavan, while going, he is thinking, what is the love of the gopis, and especially what is the love of Srimati Radharani and gopis? How can I understand? I am not able to understand how much they have love for me, and what kind of love. That's way, and while going, Krishna thinking in this way, I will come back again to release that love of the gopis, the Braj gopis, that love. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, therefore we can see, even when the Krishna departed, he went to the his abode, Goloka, and that time everyone, even his devotees, his queens, everyone becomes moros, just like something, trees rooted from trees uprooted, plant is uprooted from the ground. There is no source of sustenance. The plant is slowly going to dry. But if somebody comes and put again in the ground and put the water, the plant will be happy, plant will be again grow. That the condition was the same, the devotees and the queens of the Dwarka, queens of the King Krishna. And in this way, they come together and somehow they came to the Govardhan. They came to Govardhan, the Kusum Sarovar. And Kusum Sarovar, they find out there is Uddhava. Uddhava is living in on the bank of the Kusum Sarovar, in the form of the Gulmalata. And they prayed, everyone prayed to Sri Uddhavji, please come, please manifest yourself. And that prayer makes Uddhava to appear. And Uddhavji appear, and Uddhavji start describing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Katha, at least 1 month. And the first day, as he start Bhagavatam Katha, glorification of Sri Krishna, Tava Katha Amritam, glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the queens, the devotees, just like they felt, they are drinking the water. So many days, they just fasted from water, nothing, no food and water. Now they are able to drink the water, nectarian water from the Uddhava's mouth, and they became happy. Their miseries were gone, and they became happy because Krishna appeared. As soon as Uddhava started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of the Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appear there. And everyone asks one benediction, my dear Lord, give one benediction. Then Krishna, what? Whenever, where Krishna Katha is going on, wherever is Krishna Katha going on, please come there. And Krishna gave the benediction, where is the Srimad Bhagavatam Katha is going on, I will be present there. Narad Muni will present there. Shivji is present there. The many, many great soul present there in the Bhagavatam. Therefore, we can see in this sloka, Tava Kathamritam. In the Chaitanya Charitamrit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Adhyaya 14, says, Ei mate prabhu vachen premer avesh, hena kale prataparuddha karila pravesh. While Mahaprabhu was resting in the ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered in the garden, Jagannath Ballabh garden. Saurabhama upadese chhadi raja vesh, ekala vaishnava vese karila pravesh. Following the order of the Sarvabhauma Bhatt Acharya, the king had given up his royal dress. King had given us his royal dress, and he entered the garden. He entered garden in the dress of the Vaishnava. Sab bhaktera agya lila yathah prabhu pada dhari pade. Sahas Karila. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hand he first took the permission. He While going in the Jagannath Baldev garden, he took the permission from all the Vaishnavas, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all the Vaishnavas taking permission, please bless me, I am going. Took the permission from all the devotees, then with a great courage, he fell down and touches the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Akhe modhi prabhu, akhe modhi prabhu preme, bhumi te sayan, nipani ayune kare padasamahan. As Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his legs, his eyes closed in the ecstatic love and emotion, the king very expertly began to massage his leg. Rasa lila da shloka padhi karena astvana jayati te dhikam adhyaya karena pathan. Sunyati sunyati prabhu santyosa apara bala bali boli prabhu bale bara bara. And King Pradap Rudra, he just touches the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leg and starts massaging the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And while massaging Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Prataparum, King Maharaj Prataparum, start reciting the Gopi Gita. Jayati te dhikam. And sunite sunite prabhura santos. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he was pleased beyond limit. And he said again and again, go on reciting. And again, said, Tava katha mritam shloka rajaye padhila. Tava katha mritam shloka rajaye padhila. Uthi prema vasa prabhu alingana karila. And hearing that katha mritam, tava katha mritam tapta jivanam, that shloka recited by the King Pratap Rudra. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as heard the shloka recited by Pratap Rudra in his ear, he immediately arose from the sleeping state and immediately embraced King Pratap Rudra. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Pratap Rudra. Tumi more dila amulya ratan, more kichu dete nahi dila alingan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you gave me the amulya ratna, but I don't have anything to give you. I can give you only the one embrace. Aapko gale laga sakta hu, uske alawa mere paas kuch nahi hai. In the Ramayana also says, Hanuman ji itna seva kiya. Ram bole, kuch to hai nahi bhai. Kya kare? In the Ram also says to Hanuman ji, I don't have anything for your service, but I can give you one embrace. They hear the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying same thing. Ete bole shlok padhi parabar suni jana range kampa netre jaladhar. After saying this shloka, this Mahaprabhu began to recite same words again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. Bhurida, 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 bolin karin. Aida Bhurida, Bhurida, saying Bhurida, Bhurida, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again embracing King Pratap Rudra, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Purve seva dekhi tare kripa upajila. Anusandhana bina kripa prasada karila. And therefore, Prabhupada write in purport, Purve seva dekhi tare kripa upajila. Kabiraj Goswami saying, ki purve seva dekhila. What seva sa Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Pratap Rudra? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in the during the Rath Yatra time, when the Rath Yatra began, beginning the Rath Yatra, King Pratap Rudra comes in the his royal kingly form, and in with his hand sweeper and sweep in front of the Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, he sweep the street like a street sweeper. He leaving his kingly position, man samman ko chhodke. He is forgetting as he is the king, and sweeping like a street sweeper in front of the Sri Jagannath Baldev or Subhadra Mai as his servant. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. So Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knowing this, but he did not disclose, did not say anything, just he kept quiet. Everyone is saying, oh, Maharaj Pratap Rai, you are doing wonderful son. But Mahaprabhu just sit quiet and did not speak to any word. But he was just observing, he was just watching. That service makes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give to his causeless mercy to Pratap Rudra. Again, here, the Prabhupada is saying, find out your service, don't sit alone, don't sit quiet. Find out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, ki because of King Pratap Rudra did the service, therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his causeless mercy to King Pratap Rudra. And this way, Pratap Rudra became so happy, and he came out from the Jagannath Baldev garden. And devotees were so excited, so happy, seeing after long time, King Pratap Rudra got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because the service he did to the Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra Mai. Therefore, in our life, we also, if we are doing service to the Vaishnavas and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, we also be the qualified at the mercy of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while walking toward Tota Gopinath, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was every day drinking this nectar, this nectarian Srimad Bhagavatam from the Gadadhar Pandit, and while going toward Tota Gopinath, he saw the doom of the sand doom. And in thinking, because he was drinking so much nectar, and that make him intoxicated. Nase mein aa gaye the. In that intoxicated mood, see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that tomb, the sandy tomb, sandy hill as Govardhan, and he saw Krishna and gopis and gopas, everyone. And in this way, seeing this scene, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start running toward this Tota Gopinath. And after reaching there, he just fell down. And beyond, when the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start running, everyone behind him, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and other devotees who was with him, everyone was running. They came and find the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just lying down. And the Gadadhar Pandit took out his shawl and waving his shawl, giving some fan light, and someone bring the water, there you sprinkle the water, and this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, came to the consciousness and asking, why people just wake up me? Huh? You are disturbing me, so I am going. In this way, we can say the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us how to drink the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of nectar, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I am very, very grateful, and my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. He makes the system, such kind of system. Sri Prabhupada is so visionary man. He makes the such kind of system, so can conditioned soul, every living entity, every follower, his follower, every morning, they just in the form of nectar they put on their machine, in the pump. With the Kali Yuga, this is Kali Yuga, after 24 hours you can't sustain. We can't go 24 hours. Machine should stop. Machine band pad jayega. Wo continue connect nahi rahega. we are not able to connect ourselves 24 hours to Sri Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, he is so visionary man, he makes a system. Every morning, you should come here and pour nectar in this machine and connect with Sri Krishna, Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kavona, Sarvanadi Suddha Chitte, Karaya Uday. Hare Krishna, Srimad Gandhra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Amrit. Amrit.